Opinions vary widely on United States President Barack Obama, but lately his approval ratings have taken a hit. In a Gallup poll conducted this week, President Obama garnered a 46% favorable rating, coupled with a 46% unfavorable rating. His predecessor, George W. Bush, received a 44% approval rating with a 53% disapproval.
He's chosen to borrow money from all his friends and try and pump the economy up.
I think he's doing as well as can be expected. He inherited a bloody mess.
While Obama's latest rating is only slightly higher than his 43% approval rating before the midterm elections, past Gallup trends showed that a president's popularity usually declines when his party suffers a midterm loss.
It was his personal popularity, his personal support for the so-called health care reform, but more important, his negligence of the importance of the economic crisis and the need for acting immediately to try and resolve it, not to pay out the bankers.
Add to that, unemployment in the U.S. remains close to a steady 10%. But that's not all that's causing the public to criticize the U.S. commander-in-chief.
Bush is looking better now simply because of people have reacted so strongly against the policies of President Obama.
The war in Afghanistan has seen death tolls rise in recent months, making 2010 the deadliest year for U.S.-led troops. However, experts say the recent shift in the House of Representatives was a repudiation of Obama policy, nationally and internationally.
Kill the presidency, to damage the presidency, to prepare it for a defeat 2 years from now.
Some experts say it's not yet doomsday for Obama. Larry Burns, who analyzes U.S. presidency, says predecessors Bush and Bill Clinton both suffered depleted approval ratings during their midterms.
Obama has much at stake, which is to his second term. So I think there's going to be a lot of rancor taking place between various elements of the Democratic Party.
Obama has a mandate from the public, and experts say if he doesn't find a way to answer demands from Americans to improve the economy and end the wars, his critics say the president could be mired in negative opinions that would nurture a lame duck presidency. With the threat of gridlock a cogent possibility in Congress, President Obama's critics say they doubt whether or not he can pull himself out of a declining approval rating deficit. Colin Campbell, Press TV, The White House.